new Jonas, Duffner, Geisinger, Kultoff, Blattner, Fuchs, and Lynn with Brinker on the mound. For the New York Millers, they are the runner-ups out of Region 14. Leading off will be the shortstop, Jake Guck. Batting second, the center fielder, Jonah Johnson. Batting third, pitching this afternoon for the Millers, Darren Gaudette. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Brandon Kupfer. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Tyler Patron. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Caden Roberts. Batting seventh, third baseman, Ethan Hendricks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Adam Patron. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Logan Small. And playing right field and being DH4, Colin Teich. That's Guck, Johnson, Gaudette, Kupfer, Patron, Roberts, Hendricks, Patron, Small, and Teich playing right field. That's your starting lineups today, Kirby.
There we go. The Millers hail from region, what is that up there?
14.
14. Runners up?
Yep.
Who won the region?
Bluffton.
Bluffton got the W. So, Kurt, we have a little bit of time, I believe, right here. They're going to have full starting lineups and reserves coming around the corner. Well, give me a bracket update right now. A lot of baseball action there. I think they got two of the three in last night. Then we already got the 11 o'clock games as well. What's cooking on the spreadsheets?
Well, last night in Class C, Loretto out of Region 12 defeated Waterville out of Region 6. And Broughton, they were the four seed out of Region 7, defeated Gaylord, the runner-ups out of Region 6. And then this morning in a great ball game right here, Avon, the runner-ups out of Region 8, defeated Fairmont, the third seed out of 13, the 2020 state champs. Avon with a great 4-3 walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning. And then the other game being played at 11 o'clock this morning over in Faribault had Urbank, the runner-ups out of Region 16C, defeat Sartell, the three seed out of 11C, by a score of 4-2. So Sartell, who's been a perennial Labor Day weekend team, is ousted in the first round of the state tournament.
How you like the Kurt? How you like the first five of the first six here between the B game, and then both 11s and 130s in C. You get Sartell, you get Avon, you get Cold Spring, you get other Cold Spring, and you get El Rosa. That's pretty cool for Central Minnesota right there.
Well, you said it right there, Kirby. Central Minnesota is well represented down here. When you consider all the teams that you and Randy and I are covering down here in the state tournament, that just shows how good a baseball it is right here in Central Minnesota. You don't have to go very far, because when you go from Kimball to Watkins, shoot up to Cold Spring, over to Sartell, over to Richmond, over to St. Martin, and up to El Rosa, that's a pretty small area. And then you can throw in Buckman and Avon from 8C out of there, and you got a lot of good baseball right there in Central Minnesota.
That's why we like it. You know, the breadbasket's all well and good and stuff like that, the Delanos and the Hutchinsons, but we got it pretty good. We're spoiled in Central Minnesota. We're going to send it back to Central Minnesota right now for a one-minute timeout. It's a one-minute timeout, Sam, technically producing. We'll be back. First pitch, Cold Spring and New York Mills, opening round of the 2022 State Amateur Baseball Tournament, as you get a pretty good matchup right here. He's Kurt Hemish. I'm Kirby Hemish with you on Total Country Bob FM. We are back in 1 minute. Back here in Dundas, Kurt, I don't think I've been here since, what was that, like 03, 04, Dundas had the state tournament?
It was quite a few years back, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, them at Northfield had it at the same time back then, which was great to have two hosts side by side right there.
Did you buzz right down 494, then 35?
Yep.
How was traffic?
It was perfect. Hour and 45 minutes from Rich Spring Golf Course to right here.
Not bad. So we have some introductions going on right now. Kurt, these Rockies, tell me about their path to the state tournament through the region tournament. They had a opening round. I think they took on, was it Monty?
They took on Monticello, who ended up being the eventual Region 11C champ first round and got beat by a score 11-3. Then they bounced back in the loser's bracket. A great game against Pearl Lake, like they've had many times with them. They were down 2-1 in the sixth inning and ended up erupting for like a big 5 or 6 run inning in the sixth or seventh. Ended up winning that game, I believe, like 8-3. And then they had to win another ball game in order to get to state. And I can't think of right now who they
seeding
beat in that game. Well, they lost.
Oh, to go to state?
They lost to Sartell in the seeding game to get the 4 seed versus a 3.
So they beat St. Joe to go to the state.
Oh, yeah, they beat St. Joe because St. Joe lost the night before in that game to Kimball, in a game that was resumed that was rained out from the week before. And then they ended up losing the Sartell in the seeding game that day. But, yeah, couldn't remember for a second who they played in that third game in 11C.
It's a lot of ball in the last couple weekends. You were at both region tournaments in Meyer Grove and in Eden Valley. I can see how they kind of run together. But you get the opportunity for the Rockies to get back to the state tournament. Now, you look at the top of the order, Kurt, you know, and Hennin or not, but when you go Geislinger, New, Jonas Duffner, Geislinger, that's pretty doggone good start to your first five right there.
I'd put those five up against anybody in Class C. Them with those Geislingers on the front and back end of that, and like you say, you got New, the veteran Jonas and Duffner in between there. That's a tough five to start off with, and they score a lot of the runs, but you can't forget about the bottom of the lineup. Brady Blattner in the seven hole, he came up with some great big hits in both their ball games that they did win in regions. I know he had a bases loaded double in one of those games. And Cole Fuchs, the eight hitter, he came in and closed the door against St. Joe that day after Brinker threw seven innings. He threw two great innings on it there. And of course, you got Brady Lynn in the nine hole, who plays for St. Cloud Tech, who ended up going to the World Series. So.
It's a nice lineup. You know, one through nine, they got some bats in that order. As public address announcer, I thought he was going to maybe have a little more pop in his step here. I don't think he's aware that I got to get over to Faribault by 4:30 for that Watkins game coming up later. But we will take another 1 minute timeout. We'll be back with the first pitch. It's Cold Spring and New York Mills for real this time. First pitch coming around the corner. Back in Dundas on your Saturday, as we appreciate you joining us. The Millers have finally taken to the field as we're going to be ready to rock with baseball here. Rockies in the first. It's Geislinger, New, and Jonas leading things off as Cold Spring wearing their black jerseys. They're the black pinstripe uniforms. If you're familiar with the Chicago White Sox hometown jersey, it's basically a mirror image of that, as are the Rockies in their blacks. New York Mills with blue uniforms. Millers across the script. The front, they got kind of some red piping, white sleeves. As New York Mills pitcher today, Kurt, we see Darren Gaudette finishing up his warm-up pitches. Nice little breeze coming in from the press box door here. Beautiful vantage point we get. They're good to us here in Dundas.
Well, you get to be in the press box right behind home plate. It doesn't get any better than that. Darren Gaudette, I see he is a New York Mills graduate. Looks like he never did go to college anywhere. He is...
that just means he didn't play in college.
Oh, okay.
He could have went to college.
He could have went to college. Yeah. He didn't play baseball anyway. Anyway, he's a right-hander, and obviously he's the ace for the Millers, because when you're in a win or go home, you know you're seeing their ace today.
Start at the top. That's the way you do it, as we're going to be ready to rock right here. I'm jealous of Randy. He got like a 120 start time. As Gaudette rocks and fires first pitch to Geislinger, missing for a ball. Our first pitch at 153. I'll set you up for the Millers in the field here. As it's Geislinger, New, and Jonas for the Rockies in the first. Gaudette's 1-0 offering. Flipped foul and out of play to even it up at 1-1. At third base for New York Mills, it's Ethan Hendricks. At shortstop, it's Jack Guck. At second base, it is Caden Roberts. And at first base, Brandon Kupfer. 1-1 pitch curls down and in to Geislinger. 2-1 the count. Left-handed batter's box. They go lefty-lefty at the top of the Rocky order. As the 2-1 pitch to Geislinger, that runs inside now 3-1. 3-1 the count to the Rocky leadoff man and center fielder, Tyler Geislinger. As Gaudette falling behind, his 3-1 pitch to Ty Guy hit off the glove of Gaudette. Fielded on the second hop at second, a double clutch. That will be not enough time, Kurt, as you get that bobble and the deflection. That's way too much to happen to get Geislinger.
Well, if the pitcher wouldn't have hit that one, it probably would have been a routine ball to the second baseman, but after he deflects it, then the second baseman double pumps with it there. There's no way he was going to get the speedy Tyler Geislinger going down the first.
Tough play there for Caden Roberts, especially after the bobble. So the Rockies get a man on, and New gets to work with that big hole over at first base as the first baseman Kupfer holding on Geislinger. Gaudette from the stretch set right at the chins as New offers and misses, as it'll be a strike to the Rockies shortstop in left field. It is Logan Small in center field for New York Mills, Jonah Johnson, and in right field, Colin, did you say Teich?
Teich.
Teich is the right fielder. Pickoff attempt, Geislinger. Ooh, just back safely. Tyler did not slide. He went in standing. I looked at Trevor Lardy right away, Kurt, because Trevor put his head down. I almost thought they had Tyler there.
Well, it looked like he was going to slip right off the base by the way he stepped back into it, but lucky he was able to hang on to the corner.
The pitch to New is missing inside to even it up at 1-1. Tom Ficker flashing signs in the third base coaching area for the Rockies. He's the field manager for the Rock Shop. Scoreless game thus far, just underway here in Dundas. As the Gaudette pitch is off the glove of the catcher, Adam Patron, and advancing to second base on the passed ball will be Tyler Geisinger. So the Rockies get the free advancement, Kurt, on the unfortunate bounce off the mitt of the Miller catcher.
Well, it looked like Jordan Newt was going to put down a sacrifice bunt on that one. At the last second, he pulled his bat away because he seen the ball wasn't in the strike zone. Ends up going off the catcher's mitt, and they got their guy at second base where they wanted him.
2-1 the count. Geisinger into scoring position. 2-1 pitch to New is in at the knees to even it up at 2-2. Runner in scoring position for New, Jonas, and Duffner. That's what the Rockies want here in the first inning. Looking to strike first as Gaudette evens it up at 2-2. The right-hander set right at the face. His 2-2 offering to New. That is popped up, fouling out of play. 2-2 the count remains. Left field line 335 here in Dundas. Left center goes 370. Dead center 365, but there's probably a 20-foot high wall that goes from left center to right center. 353 to right center, 325 down the right field line. Beautiful ballpark here in Dundas. You don't normally run into a hole when you get to the state tournament, as the 2-2 pitch missing up and away as New has turned in a nice at-bat. Randy Rothstein would be saying right now, Kurt, that Gaudette has thrown a lot of pitches for no outs.
Well, he has, because he threw a lot to Tyler, and with Jordan falling a couple off here, he's throwing a lot to the second batter already.
Gaudette's payoff pitch to New. In there, strike three, and Newsy goes down looking. Burning the knees right there, Kurt.
He caught it right below the knees on that one, and the umpire, with no hesitation, quickly rung up Jordan. Jordan wasn't happy with the call, but I'll take that pitch any day at the end of the day, because if we're going to get that pitch and we're pitching, we'll like to see that.
It brings David Jonas to the plate as DJ looking to clutch up. I don't know how far anyone who could see as the first pitch in there for a strike to Jonas, who can see from Meyer Grover, El Rosa over to Eden Valley, but it seemed like there's a pretty warm bat in that right-handed batter's box.
Yeah, that there does. He came up with a couple big home runs in that region. They always call him Grandpa, and the old veteran on the team, but he keeps proving it year after year.
One strike pitch, hit in the air to right, going back, now turned around, and off the glove of the right fielder, Colin Teich. Geisinger went back to the bag to tag. He will be held at third base by Tom Ficker, and into second base goes David Jonas. It'll be an error on the right fielder, and the Rockies cooking here with runners at second and third and just one away.
Well, it was fortunate for the Rockies and unfortunate for the Rockies. The good thing is the right fielder ends up dropping the ball off his glove at the last second, but the speedy Tyler Geisinger, he went back to second base because he was going to tag up to go to third, being that right fielder was back on the warning track. By the time he went back and did that, Tom Ficker had no choice but to hold him up at third base.
If you were later in the game and you didn't have Austin Duffner up, that probably maybe a send?
Well, exactly, because Tyler's probably your fastest guy in the team, the way he can run and motor and things like that there. But at that time, you did not want to make the second out at home plate.
Gaudette's first offering to Duffner in there for a strike. The second pitch missing outside. Evens it up at 1-1. That was a great catch right there by Patron, keeping that one away from the backstop. So second and third on an infield single and a drop pop-up in right as the 1-1 pitch to Duffner fouled straight back. 1-2 the count. Duffner looking to clutch up right here. Middle infield is playing back, so they'll concede the run if it's on the ground up the gut. Geisinger walks home for Cold Spring. Duffner's got bigger fish to fry, though. He's looking for a little bigger inning. Gaudette's got a different plan, though. His 1-2 pitch just missing outside. Now 2-2. Doesn't get any easier with Alex Geisinger on deck for Cold Spring. Four of the five first hitters in this Rocky lineup swing the left-handed bat, as this pitch is popped up into center field. This will get the job done as Johnson will field. He makes the catch. Jonas will tag and advance to third. Easily walking home is Geisinger. Duffner clutches up, and it's 1-0 Rock Shop.
Well, the Rockies got what they wanted out of Duffner. They wanted either a single or a home run or a fly ball. Well, they settled for the fly ball, and they got the first run of the ball game, and there's nothing bigger than the state tournament than scoring that first run of the ball game. And Duffner did what the Rockies wanted him to. Jonas was able to tag up two and go over to third base, so the Rockies with a runner at third base here with two outs.
So Alex Geisinger looking to not let the first die as the first offering from Gaudette missing off the corner. 1-0 the count. As Gaudette right back, his right-handed delivery, that is hit in the air to left center field. That's going to run the gap, and it's 2-0 Cold Spring. A two-hop off the fence. A Geisinger into second base, plating David Jonas, 2-0 Rockies.
Well, Alex Geislinger laced that one right out to the scoreboard in left center field, one of the deepest part of the parks out there at about 375 feet, bounces off the center field fence out there for a one-run double there to put the Rockies up 2-0.
That ball got out there in a hurry, Kurt.
That it did, because that left fielder, he turned around running backwards right away. He wasn't even looking at the ball anymore.
Some opposite field power from Alex Geislinger, and that'll bring Kelvin Kaltoff to the plate for Cold Spring. First pitch to Kelvin in there for a strike. Infield single for Geislinger. That was Tyler. He got to second on a pass ball. Third on a drop pop-up and right off the bat of David Jonas. Sack fly RBI for Austin Duffner, then a RBI single for Alex Geislinger. That's two on the board for Cold Spring early here as they're looking to pad that lead right now with Kaltoff at the plate.
Well, we talked about the top five of the order started with a Geislinger and ending with a Geislinger. Well, they got the two hits so far for the Rockies.
As the pitch to Kaltoff is off the plate, moving our count to 2-1. As Gaudette struggling a little bit here, Rockies they've squared a couple balls up. As this pitch to Kaltoff, big swing and a miss right there by the Rocky backstop. Smiling politely in the Rocky dugout is Jake Brinker, being staked to an early 2-0 at least lead. 2-2 the count, two away. Alex Geislinger still aboard at second base for Cold Spring. They got two in here. As the 2-2 pitch, Kaltoff chops it. This will be a tough play. Fielded by the second baseman. He bobbles again and throws. And safe at first base. The first baseman rolled the ball back to the middle of the infield, thinking it was the third out. That's Brandon Kupfer, but the base umpire saying Kaltoff beat it out.
Well, the base umpire hesitated a little bit before he made that call. The first baseman should have never done what he did by rolling that ball back up to the pitcher's mound. It was a close play. He could have called it either way. I couldn't have said a word on that one, but Kaltoff does beat it out. And Rockies end up with runners at the corners and still batting.
So first and third, the batter is Brady Blattner. Gaudette, the seventh man he's faced, as the right-hander's first offering to Blattner. That's laced into left field for a solid knock. The young man clutches up for Vickers Rockies. Scoring is Alex Geislinger, 3-0 CS.
Well, Brady Blattner continued doing just like he did in the regional tournament. He came up with a couple big bases loaded doubles in that region. He came in here, that first pitch fastball right down the plate. He laces that in for an RBI single right over the third baseman.
So three in for Cold Spring, and Kurt, you can't help but wonder, you catch a pop-up, you maybe field that first one off Tyler Geislinger and that second one off Kaltoff, we'd be looking at a different ballgame right now.
Well, absolutely. It could be 0-0 at the end of the first inning by now, if that would have all went as planned.
First offering to Cole Fuchs is in there for a strike, as Gaudette steps off the back of the rubber. Darren kind of stretching that back out a little bit. 3-0 Cold Spring early. As Gaudette, his one strike pitch that is missing high for a ball. And as you've seen, a 3-run top of the first, Kurt, there some activity down in the Miller pen.
Yeah, number 14, Austin Manavel, is running down in to start warming up for the Millers.
1-1 the count. Cole Fuchs, the batter here for Cold Spring. 1-1 pitch cut on and missed by Cole, moving our count to 1-2. Took the Rockies a top of an inning to match what their Class B counterparts did over in Meesville, Kurt.
Yeah, the Cold Spring Springers unfortunately ended up short this morning, losing to Anoka by a score of 5-3.
The Young Bucks of Anoka with the victory. 1-2 pitch, popped up foul and out of play. Count stays put at 1-2. Cole Fuchs, the eighth man to bat for Cold Spring here in the first. They've plated three, and they've got Kaltoff at second base. At first base, Brady Blattner. So the Rockies still threatening here. Sun-soaked field in Dundas, our 99th host of the state amateur baseball tournament. Right-hander sat right at the face. This pitch waved at and missed, and Fuchs is out on strike. Second strikeout of the inning for Darren Gaudette, but he got touched up a little bit there in the first. Rockies come swinging, scoring three runs on four hits. There was a error for New York Mills, two runners left on base. We have played a half an inning. The score, 3-0 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the bottom of the first. Coming up, you'll hear it in a minute and a half on Total Country, Bob FM. We welcome you back as on to the bottom of the first inning, and Jake Brinker, his first delivery to Jack Guck, is missing outside for a ball as Brinker staked to a three-run lead here in the first for the Rockies as the 1-0 pitch that's missing below the knees. Now 2-0. It'll be Guck, Jonah Johnson, and Darren Gaudette. Kurt, where did Jonah Johnson go to high school? As Brinker, his 2-0 offering, that is in there for a strike to move it to 2-1.
He went to New York Mills also.
Okay. There was a Jonah Johnson who played center field for Norway Lake Sunberg for a lot of years. Albany new head baseball coach Grant Johnson's relative, I believe, as the 2-1 pitch in at the knees evens it up at 2-2. Turns out Johnson, a more popular last name than I had anticipated. Funny, huh? Another breaking news, the sun will set in the west this evening as Brinker's 2-2 offering is hit on the ground to third. Jonas with the nice first hop, throw across is high. Duffner jumps, catches, and lands on the bag. DJ let it go a little late or a little early there, Kurt, but Duffner saves the day.
Well, he left the fly. You definitely said that, Kirby. Duffner does a nice job of going up and getting that and coming down right on the bag before the speedy leadoff hitter touches it.
So the all-important leadoff man out after that three-run first inning the Rockies put up. Brinker goes and gets the first one. Jonah Johnson into the batter's box as Brinker's first offering. Johnson fouled off of the plate at home. One strike the count. Darren Gaudette on deck for New York Mills. Winner of this one gets the big, bad Watertown Red Devils next Sunday at 4:30, if memory serves me, as the one-strike pitch curls, inside for a ball to even it up at 1-1. Watertown, the defending state runners-up, as the 1-1 pitch, a little cue shot to third. Jonas Fields throws. This one's letter high across the diamond, 5-3 for out number two. Picking on the old man here, Kurt.
Well, they are, but Jonas does a nice job of coming in, fielding that on a nice two-hopper like that. He goes and throws a letter high right over to Duffner.
What do you say they call him, the fossil or the dinosaur or something? Grandpa?
Well, he's been called Grandpa for many years because other than a few other guys that help assistant coach Tom Ficker, he definitely is the old guy on the team.
So two quick ones. Darren Gaudette into the batter's box as Brinke's first offering is off the corner for a ball. Thought that he clipped it right there. We're kind of to the third base side of behind the plate, so that corner is a little tougher for us to read. I will just let Tom Swanson ump the game, because he doesn't come up here and talk baseball and be compensated as the 1-0 pitch. That's cracked to left center field. That's going to run the gap as well. Holy. Darren Gaudette, Kurt, jumping on that 1-0 pitch. There's a reason he's in the three hole.
Well, you said it there. That was about identical double as Alex Geisinger's was for the Rockies in the top of it. It's a two-hopper right out to the scoreboard in left center, deep part of the park, and that ball got out there in a hurry.
So, two away, one out. It'll be Brandon Kupfer into the batter's box. As Kupfer, first offering from Brinker, off-speed pitch missing outside for a ball. Brinker with two quick ones on some soft contact to get Guck and Johnson, then Gaudette barrels him up to left center. He fell behind Gaudette as his 1-0 pitch to Kupfer. That's popped up foul and out of play. Evening our count at 1-1. How important would it be to keep a zero on that scoreboard right here, Kurt, to keep that momentum for Cold Spring?
Well, not only keep the momentum, but keep Jake Brinker in the game a little bit more. That way he doesn't have to think so much about it. And it's like, yes, I did give up a double, but I got back out of it, you know?
1-1 pitch waved at and missed right there by the big first baseman, long-haired Kupfer. 1-2 the count. Two quick outs, then the loud double. As Brinker looking to put a pin in it right here in the first inning. The lefty set at the letters. His 1-2 pitch. That is hammered deep in the air to left. Going back is Fuchs. He looks up, and it's off the base of the fence. Scoring is Gaudette, and it's back-to-back doubles for New York Mills. And it's a 3-1 game. Kurt, we're about 5 feet away from a 3-2 game.
Well, off the bat, I was sure that was going to make it a 3-2 game because he gave that maybe a ride. Cole Fuchs kind of turned around looking like, I'm not going to get that one. He does go back to the fence, ends up going about a foot high up on the fence in left field. He quickly retrieves it, throws it back in, but that was another big double for the Millers.
Cole's a young man, And as the first offering in there for a strike to Tyler Patron, we're now 3-1 ball game after the back-to-back Miller doubles. Cole's a young man. Seems like a good ball player, Kurt, but I thought that where that hit on the fence and his kind of route to it was a tad interesting.
Yeah, he definitely didn't take a straight route back to it. He kind of looped around to it. That's why the way he was going and the way it was hit off the bat, I was sure it was a home run.
You were thinking that was in the shrubs. Two strikes now as Brinker burns in a fastball on Patron. 3-1 the count. Brinke's 0-2 the count. 3-1 is the score. 3-2-1 as that pitch missing. Now 1-2. Carter Holthaus walks by with some blue cans under his arm. Avon Lakers will be having a fun week after their walk-off victory. As the two-strike pitch waved at and missed, and out on strikes is Patron for out number three, strikeout number one for Brinker. But the Millers go back-to-back doubles to get on the board with Gaudette and Kupfer. One run, two hits, no Rocky errors, a runner left at second base. We've played one. Scoreboard now reads 3-1 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the second, and you'll hear it in 1 minute on Total Country Bob FM. We welcome you back to Dundas here on Total Country Bob FM. And, Kurt, could you roll a ball as good as Brady Lynn just bunted that one?
You couldn't have rolled that ball as good as he did. He bunted that thing about 6 inches onto the grass, and it stayed 6 inches on the grass all the way down. And all of a sudden the pitcher said, I better pick this thing up or he might be going to second base the way he rolled that down there.
So you get the leader and a good runner on, and Tyler Geislinger into the batter's box as Cold Spring looking to get that run back that they issued to New York Mills in the bottom of the first inning. Gaudette back on the mound, and Kurt, he threw two more warm-up pitches than you did today.
Well, it was funny because he comes out there, he throws one warm-up pitcher, and he signals to the catcher, you're throwing it down, and they were waiting for the batter to come up there because he only warmed up two pitches to start the second inning after that rough first inning.
Lynn aboard at first. He stays put. 1-0 pitch that's lifted high in the air. That's deep left center field. Going back, looking up near the fence. That ball will hit off the warning track. Lynn will scoot first to third on the no-out double by Tyler Geislinger. And Kurt, the ball has some carry to it today to left center.
Well, it definitely does. If you look at the flag, it looks like it's about halfway out there. But that ball looked like it was almost a lazy fly ball right out to the scoreboard, just like we've seen three doubles ripped out to there. But that ball just kept carrying and carrying, and the left fielder and the center fielder kept going back. Next thing you know, it one hops the 20-foot-high fence right out there below the scoreboard, and Tyler Geislinger with a big double.
And that'll bring Jordan New to the plate. Good time to hit as New York Mills brings the infield in. Got great speed on the pads. First pitch missing for a ball to Jordan New. As the 1-0 pitch, that's missing high. Now 2-0. Updates from Faribault. It's 1-0 El Rosa after three innings. El Rosa taking on Montgomery. As the 2-0 pitch to New, that curls in there for a strike, moving our count to 2-1. Rockies with a three spot in the first inning against New York Mills. They're threatening again here in the second. 2-1 pitch. That's a little late breaking. Now 3-1. You don't want to fill it up with Jonas and Duffner and Geislinger due up. Gaudette ready. His 3-1. That curls in there for a strike. He's relying on that hook right now. Cold Spring squaring up the heater a little bit lately. Fills it up at 3-2. Geislinger at second. He doubles. A doubled. Lynn at third. As this pitch is hit in the air to left, Will Brady tag coming on and making the catch in left, and it's just a bluff by Lynn. And, Kurt, he made the right choice.
Oh, thank God that was just a bluff because that left fielder caught it. It was about medium length right there that you thought you possibly could tag up on. Well, thank God he didn't because he threw a strike right to the catcher at home plate.
Small has a big arm in left. Logan Small brings that in and just a bullet. You do have the middle of the order, so he probably wouldn't have gone anyway, Kurt. But a wise choice by Lynn and Ficker over at third. So one away. New doesn't get the job done. It'll be up to David Jonas here. Gaudette's first offering to David. That burns inside for a strike. Jonas hit that fly ball to right field that Colin Teich got turned around a little bit and had go off the tip of his glove. Was back in the first inning. One strike pitch. That's hit in the air to right center field. Teich coming on. He will make the catch. Lynn's going to try it this time. The throw comes in. Brady slides head first without a play, and Jonas gets the sack fly RBI as Lynn scores the fourth Rocky run. It's 4-1.
Well, it's about identical plays as the last one. The only thing is we found out the right fielder doesn't have an arm like the left fielder does on that one because his throw barely made it into the cutoff man first baseman there. And Jonas does his job getting the sack fly to get us that run back to put us back up 4-1.
Brings Austin Duffner to the plate. Duffner with a sack fly RBI to center field. his first plate appearance. Geislinger still at second. First offering is off the plate for a ball to big Austin Duffner. Duffner's got his name printed in that book over there, Kurt. You remember that three home run day in the 2020 state tournament against, who was that, Buckman?
Yep, against the Buckman Billy Goats that time.
Big swing and a miss. He was looking for his fourth career state tournament home run with that cut. Fun story about that game, Kurt. He started the game 3-for-3 with three home runs and ended the day 3-for-6 with three home runs and three strikeouts. It started it hot and ended it in a bit of a slump.
Well, he went for that fourth home run in his last three at-bats, boy, every time. And that game got real interesting that time when all of a sudden the tying run, I think the Rockies had a 12-2 lead at one time, and the next thing you know, the tying runs in the
it was 12-8.
Batter's box in the bottom of the ninth inning.
12-8, bottom nine. 2-1 pitch to Duffner here. That's high. They're up 4-1 right now against New York Mills. And then we had to go somewhere. Do we have to go to a Springer game after that?
Yep.
Yeah, and that game just kept taking its time. Old memories of state tournaments. Don't get the Hamish boys started. You won't get to talk for a while. As the 3-1 pitch to Duffner, that's a little cue shot, chunked foul. Fills it up at 3-2.
Well, it's kind of like today. You know, you got another game to go do down in Faribault at 4:30. So what do they do here? Start this game a half an hour late just to make it a little tougher on you.
Why wouldn't they, right? I will say, though, Dundas to Faribault is like 15 minutes. That, what was that? Shakopee's where we had to go. As the 3-2 pitch is fouled straight back. We'll do the 3-2 over again.
It went from
Springfield to Shakopee, and that was a good hour and change.
We made good time, I remember that, because we kept thinking we were going to be late.
Yeah, you were, you lucked out with the law enforcement that day, that they weren't on the byways you were on. Still leading from second base is Geislinger. That's Tyler Geislinger. Payoff pitch. Duffner comes up empty as Gaudette, Kurt, reached back a little bit right there.
He definitely did because he found out the Rockies can hit that fastball when he puts it right on there. So he reached back a little farther than that one and put that right by Austin Duffner.
Digging deep. Duffner comes up empty. Rockies do strike, though. They score one run on two hits. There were no New York Mills errors and a runner left at second base. After one and a half, the scoreboard now reads 4-1 in favor of Cold Spring. On two. The bottom of the second in a minute right here on Bob FM. Bottom two in Dundas. Jake Brinker back out onto the mound. It is Caden Roberts. Looks at a ball, looks at a strike as the 1-1 Brinker offering is waved at and missed right there by Roberts. It's Roberts, Ethan Hendricks, and Adam Patron due up for the Millers, trailing by a field goal here in the second inning. As Brinker right back, his two-strike pitch, that is bounced up to the plate. Evens it up at 2-2. CS in the field at third base. It is David Jonas. Jordan New at shortstop. At second base, Alex Geislinger. And at first base, Austin Duffner. Left field, Cole Fuchs. Center field, Tyler Geislinger. Right field, Brady Lynn. Kelvin Kultoff catching. Maybe not loving life right now after that ball bounced up to him. And Jake Brinker on the mound for the Cold Spring Rockies. They lead 4-1 here. In the second, as a 2-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground to guess who? Jonas at third. He backhands. He throws in time, 5-3. He's got he's made all three plays that have been hit to him thus far. No, that one maybe a little more routine.
Well, it was a little bit more routine, but it was a little bit to his right, but he does a nice job of backhanding that and throws a perfect strike. After he airmailed that first one that Duffner jumped up to go get to get the out yet, he's had two perfect strike throws over to first base.
So that brings Ethan Hendricks to the plate. Kurt, I didn't see. Did New York Mills take my buddy from Deer Creek?
They did not. They drafted a
first pitch, a little cue shot up the third baseline. That'll twist foul. Go ahead, Curtis.
Two guys from Perham and a guy from Midway.
Okay.
It doesn't look like Scott got drafted because Bluffton took a guy from Sabika, a guy from Perham, and a guy from Verges.
Okay. So one strike the count on Ethan Hendricks. As Hendricks, just that little cue shot or handle shot up the third base line. He's back in the batter's box. As Brinker comes right back, his one strike pitch. That is out and away. Out and up, I should say, evening it up at 1-1. Good contingency of Cold Spring folks here today. Cheering on their Rockies as the 1-1 pitch that curls in there on the backdoor hook from Brinker. Now 1-2. Now what a wasted opportunity. Who am I to judge the state board who coincidentally compensated me for my services last Sunday night? But Kurt, what a chance they blew right there to have Cold Spring a little more accessible for the Cold Spring baseball dorks like you.
Well, when the Springers were scheduled to play at 11 o'clock in Meesville and the Rockies here at 1:30, if you could have put them in the same park, that would have been great for the Cold Spring faithful.
Or at least a closer proximity if they would have went Dundas Faribault as the two-strike pitch waved at. Hendricks out on strikes for out number two, first punch out for Brinke, as that will bring Adam Patron to the plate.
Because the way they got it set up the first weekend, they were playing B and C at all three parks. After this weekend, B stays in Meesville and C is in Dundas and Faribault.
Does Meesville have all B today, though? Is that probably what the hiccup was? As the first pitch cut on and missed by Adam Patron. One strike pitch is missing outside, evening it up at 1-1.
They do have all B today.
Meesville's a B day today. That's why. I get to see, and you get to see, Meesville tomorrow. As the 1-1 offering, cut on and missed by Patron. Brinker ahead now at 1-2. 4-1 reads the scoreboard. Cold Spring with 3 in the first, 1 in the second. New York Mills with 1 in the bottom of the first inning, clapping back there. As the two-strike pitch, that's popped up foul and out of play. Count will remain at 1-2.
In Meesville, one of the tournament hosts, they were playing last night, leading 6-1 with the bases loaded in the sixth inning. And they got rain-suspended game that will resume tomorrow night at 7:30.
That'll be after the Richmond-Hinkley game. As the 1-2 pitch missing up and away, evening our count up at 2-2. It was back-to-back doubles for Gaudet and Kupfer, and those were both tattooed in the first inning. That's how the Millers have notched the scoreboard. Brinker's 2-2. Hit on the ground to third. Jonas with an ice backhand short hop pick. Throw across in time. He's playing well today over at third base. And a quick, easy 1-2-3 inning for the Millers in the second. We have played two. 4-1 our score in favor of Cold Spring to the third in a minute. 99th state tournament right here on Bob. On to the third, it is Alex Geislinger into that left-handed batter's box as he'll get his second look at Darren Gaudet, the starter for New York Mills. Gave up 3 in the first, 1 here in the second inning. He's looking for a cleaner look as Geislinger smacks one foul down the right field line. It'll be Geislinger, Kultoff, and Blattner due up for CS, looking to tack on to that 3-run lead they currently possess as the pitch will hit. Alex Geislinger. That pitch, running inside, Kurt, with the off speed, and Geislinger takes that one on the Rockies for the third consecutive inning, get the leader aboard.
He didn't move too hard to get out of the way, but the way he looks right now, he kind of looks like he wanted to get out of the way because it hit him there in the hand right there, and he's kind of shaking that going down the first, but Alex, tough guy, he'll be all right and see what Kelvin can do with it.
What do you think about a bunt here? No? Play the game? They're hitting the guy kind of hard right now?
I would say just the way that they're hitting right now and the 3-run lead.
Kultoff squares. Kirby's right. Kurt's wrong. As Gaudet fields, he'll throw out Kultoff at first base. Sacrifice in order. And Geislinger into second.
He ends up bunting that right back at the pitcher. Gaudet thought for a second about going to second base. It would have been a close play on that, but he does the smart thing and gets the out at first base.
So you get an opportunity to get a guy with a hot bat into the batter's box, Kurt, and he's got a runner in scoring position. As Blattner will check into the box, and Brady with that loud single down the left field line, scoring Alex Geislinger, his first and only time up. Gaudet's first offering missing outside to Blattner. Get a Lions All-Star in your 7-hole. Not bad, huh?
They got some young guys in the 7 and 8 hole here, both Recori graduates of 2022 here in Blattner and Cole Fuchs.
The 1-0 pitch that is just missing low right there. Now 2-0. Randy letting me know 1-0 El Rosa over Montgomery. They're heading to the top of the fifth inning down in Faribault. 2-0 the count to the Rockies DH today, Brady Blattner. As the 2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss right there. Blatsky comes up empty. 2-1 the count. Cold Spring with 6 hits, 3 doubles. Doubles for Alex Geislinger, Tyler Geislinger, and as a long look at second, Blattner lays off on a pitch that barely missed right there. Count goes to 3-1. 2 doubles for Cold Spring, excuse me. It's just the Geislinger family in the double department. Jonas got a 2-base error. As a 3-1 pitch to Blattner, that is below the knees, and Brady is walked on 5 pitches. as not all that horrific of spots by Gaudette. He's just not clipping the corners here.
He's just missing on many of those, but he definitely is missing. He works fast. He doesn't take many warm-up pitches. We talked about how he only took two warm-up pitches in the second inning. Here in the third inning, he throws one, and the warm-up catcher goes and throws down the second base before the starting catcher's back out there to even do it.
The backup catcher is getting the throw down, and the game catcher didn't even get the chuck. As Cole Fuchs takes a strike at the knees, second base Alex Geislinger, first base Brady Blattner. As Gaudette set at the face, one strike pitch is in there for a strike to Fuchs. Now 0-2. Rocky's got some beef, Kurt. I don't think you'd want to run into a couple of these Rockies in a dark alley. When you look at Jonas, Duffner, Geislinger, Blattner, that's some thick dudes. As two strikes to count, Gaudette would love a punch out right here. That pitch missing high with the heater. See if he tried to change the eye level of Fuchs and come back with that hook right here. As 1-2 the count. Brady Lynn on deck for Cold Spring. They lead by 3 at 4-1. Gaudette with the long pause. Curveball, I was right. That pitch chunked into center field, and Ficker will hold Geislinger at third. Man, great throw coming in from the outfield by Jonah Johnson, but a good piece of two-strike hitting right there to load him up on the base knock by Cole Fuchs.
The two young guys did it there. Blattner with the big walk. Cole Fuchs comes up with the big single right there. It looked like Alex Geislinger read that perfect off the bat, like he was going to come. Tom, at the last second, ends up holding him, which was the right thing to do, and it looks like we're going to have a mound visit right here.
I think we're going to have a change right here, as the manager came out with a man coming in with him, and it looks like we'll have some defensive changes for the Millers. So that'll be the afternoon on the mound for Darren Gaudette as he leaves with runners everywhere for Cold Spring. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, get those defensive changes. Cold Spring hitting here in the third. They lead 4-1, back in 30 on Bob. We're back here in the third. Kurt, who's the new Miller pitcher?
The new pitcher for New York Mills is number 14, Austin Manivel. Previous pitcher, Darren Gaudette, goes to shortstop, and the shortstop, Jake Gutt, goes out to right field. The right fielder who was being DH'd for comes out of the ballgame, so the pitcher in now will be being DH'd for.
Austin Manaville's the pitcher. Welcome to the state tournament, Austin. He gets bases loaded, one out, and Brady Lynn into the batter's box as Manaville's offering, missing low. Rocky's got Geislinger at third, Blattner at second, Fuchs at first. As the 1-0 pitch is off the plate to Brady Lynn, 2-0 the count. Brady with a bunt single and a run scored for CS back in the second. They lead 4-1 here in the third inning as this pitch is in there for a strike, moving our count to 2-1, just clipping the inside part of the zone. As Manaville comes back, two-strike pitch hit on the ground. It's slow roller, and it'll bleed into center field. Scoring is Geislinger. Stopping at third is Blattner. Now the throw gets away. Brady's going to come across to score as the throw from the outfield goes over and airmailed the third baseman. So it's a RBI single for Lynn, scoring Geislinger, and then a bad throwing error by the center fielder Jonah Johnson. That allows Blattner to score. Up to third goes Fuchs. To second goes Lynn, and it's 6-1 Cold Springs.
Well, it's like the wheels fell off the bus right there for the Millers when he comes up with the big single, and Tom holds the runner at third base, and all of a sudden the center fielder decides to airmail the ball over the third baseman. Luckily, it just didn't go into the dugout, but allowed Blattner to score and everybody to move up another base. All the Rockies have guys in second, third, and still only one out with leadoff man Tyler Geislinger at the plate.
Manaville's 1-0 pitch is hit in the air, left side, over for a look, and that'll be out of play. Hendricks won't have a chance at this one, evening it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Man, Blattner, Kurt, with the stop sign over there. He wasn't even really off the bag, just a little bit of a round. I don't know why Johnson thought he could backpick there as Geislinger swings through a hook from Manaville. 1-2 the count. Middle infield playing back right here. Looks like New York Mills will concede another run on a ground ball up the gut. The corners are in and would maybe come home with it as the two-strike pitch to Geislinger outside. That actually moves our count to 2-2. Two more here in the third inning for Cold Spring, and they're still threatening with the top of the order up. Geislinger's third at bat. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a double. 2-2 pitch. That's laced into right field. That's down. Scoring is Fuchs. Stopping at third is Lynn on a great throw. by Guck, and it is a 7-1 Rocky lead as Fuchs scores, and Geislinger is red hot right now, Kurt.
Well, you said it, being red hot. He's 3-for-3 in three innings. He had a double in the first, a single in the second, and another single right here. They got a new right fielder, the shortstop, out there. He quickly gets that ball in. Otherwise, the Rockies would have had another run.
It's easy for Ficker, Kurt, the way they're hitting. Why even risk anything? Just keep playing station to station. Keep smacking the ball as Jordan Newman in the batter's box. 0-for-2 with two. He's 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Takes the ball low from Austin Manaville. Cold Spring comes out swinging here early as the 1-0 pitch is on the corner for a strike to even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Touchdown on the board through 2 1/3 for Cold Spring. Geislinger leads from first. We'll see if they put him in motion right here. There he goes as that pitch missing low, and Tyler will steal second standing. And that gets runners at second and third now with just the one out. New York Mills is looking for some outs, Kurt. They're going to play the infield back, try to accrue some outs here. As this is the sixth man to bat in the inning, seventh man to bat. 2-1 pitch, new skies, this one, backing out of play. Manaville evens it up at 2-2, and boy, would he love a punch out right now. And again, ear-to-ear smile in the dugout would be Jake Brinker, Kurt.
Well, when you're sitting there in the dugout and you thought you had it nice with a three-run lead going out there to pitch in the first inning.
2-2 pitch, loop to short left. That ball will drop in front of the left fielder, Logan Small. Across to score easily as Fuchs. Now the throw is a little errant on the way back in, and New makes his way to second. So it's an RBI knock for Jordan New, and he takes advantage of a little lackadaisical throwing for New York Mills. And runners at second and third again. New gets into the RBI column as well. 8-1 Cold Spring.
Well, Newsy did a nice job of lacing that one hopper right in front of the left fielder. It looked like for a second the left fielder was maybe going to be able to catch it. All of a sudden he couldn't. Easy going to run in, drive in a run at that time. Tyler Geislinger quickly read that, going over to third base. Newsy sees him throw the ball around over there, and he goes and takes out for second base without even drawing a throw.
First pitch to David Jonas, missing down and away. Runners at second and third once again. Boy, pounding the ball are these Rockies here early. Still just the one out. Manaville's 1-0 pitch to Jonas. That is skied to right center. Calling for it in right center is Guck. It's well deep enough for Geislinger to score. He scores standing. New follows and stands over to third base. Sack fly RBI for Jonas. 9-1 Cold Spring. DJ with two back-to-back sack fly RBIs.
Well, he's hit three balls out there to the right fielder. Lucky enough for David, the first one that he hit out there, the guy had to go off his glove, and then he hits two sack flies after that. But he'll take a sack fly any time of the game when you keep just adding on to the lead.
The only time he doesn't have a sack fly is when the guy didn't catch it. Didn't have the RBI on that one. As Duffner hammers this one, that's deep to left center field. Going back on the run and unable to get it is the center fielder, Jonah Johnson. Duffman gets his double here. It is a RBI double for Austin Duffner, scoring easily with two outs from third is New. 10-1 Cold Spring, and they've batted around here in the third.
Kirby, that's about the fifth double we've seen in this ball game that all have probably landed within 10 feet of each other, right out there in front of the scoreboard in a deep part of the park in left center field. Both Geislinger boys and Duffner have done it for the Rockies, and the 3-4 hitter both have done it for the Millers.
Jonas and Duffner hitting so quickly. I think Alex Geislinger, who led this inning off with a hit by pitch, he kind of got caught up, Kurt, not knowing that he was up already, and he's going to step in. And first offering from Manaville will miss high for a ball.
Alex, the 10th man to bat this inning for the Rockies.
As Manaville's pitch to Geislinger, that's missing for a ball as well. 2-0, Duffner at second base. Hit by pitch, sack bunt, walk, single, RBI single, RBI single, RBI single, sack fly RBI, RBI double. As this ball's pounded to right center field, that one will drop in. And Duffner will score easily. Alex Geislinger digging for two. He's into second with his second RBI double of the game. And it's Cold Spring by 10 at 11-1.
Well, we just got done talking about how there's been five doubles hit to the same part in left center. Well, Alex Geislinger, he decided he was going to change it. He went and hit it in about the same spot in right center over there, right in front of the light pole over there, just lacing a double out there. Like you said, giving the Rockies a 10-run lead here in the top of the third inning.
New York Mills, as now they got someone headed to the bullpen once again, as Kaltoff first pitch swinging, 11th man to bat. He skies this one to first. Kupfer calls. Kupfer catches to retire Cold Spring in a nightmare third inning for New York Mills here as the Rockies pile on. They come up with 7 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. There was a New York Mills error, 1 runner left on base. We have played just 2.5 innings, 11-1 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the bottom of the third in 1.5 minutes right here on KASM. Kurt Logan Small into the batter's box. This is his first plate appearance. Cold Spring six-hitter Calvin Kaltoff has 3 plate appearances. So a little inverse on the scoreboard in the lineup card right now, huh?
Well, when you have 11-1 score, that's what happens when you put that many guys to the plate in 3 innings.
Brinker's 1-1 pitch to Small, missing eye high, moving our count to 2-1. 3 in the first, 1 in the second, a touchdown and an extra point for Cold Spring in the third. They lead 11-1. As Brinker's 1-1 pitch waved at and missed, that was actually a 2-1, making it 2-2. The 2-2 pitch from Brinker is just outside right there. Fills it up at 3-2. And a guy voice to texting in front of me. Didn't really get to see that one. Thanks, fella. As the 3-2 pitch from Brinker, that's laced up the gut. Logan Small. Been waiting for a while to get his first at-bat in the state tournament, Kurt. And turns out all he needed was that 51-minute break, and he smacks one right up the gut.
He did. He took that fastball right down the center of the plate and laced it right over second base. Did a nice piece of hitting there for the Millers.
So Small's aboard, back to the top of the order, and Jack Guck, as Brinker will work from the set. As Brinker's first offering, that is popped up, fouling out of play. With the Avon boys enjoying the blue cans in the right field corner, Kurt?
That it is.
What a day they had, huh? Enjoy it, fellas. That was a fun one to watch. Walk-off victory, trailing 3-0. My boss said after it was 3-0 Fairmont, he said, well, that's too bad. And I told him, well, it's the second inning, Randy. And then Caleb Curry with a 3-run blast. You said he didn't miss that thing. As Brinker, his 1-1 pitch to Guck. This pitch is hit in the air to center field. Geislinger's going back. Tyler going hard. He will not get this one. It'll be a double for Jack Guck. Stopping at third base is Logan Small, and it's a single and a double early here for New York Mills in the third inning. Kurt, they got a lot of work to do, but that's a good start.
Well, they do have a lot of work to do, but they have done a good job of hitting Jake Brinker today. If you look at that's the third double that they've ripped off Jake Brinker again. That one, he gave it a ride hitting the base of center field fence out there at the 365 mark. Tyler does a good job of retrieving that and keeping the runner at third base on that one.
3 doubles for New York Mills, and they're trailing by 10. We're in the bottom of the third inning as this will get a run across as this ball punched into right field. Solid knock by Jonah Johnson, and it's single, double, single. With a run coming across to RBI for Jonah, and now you get the big bad Gaudette and Cup for Kurt, and they pounded Brinker first time through.
Well, you said it when you said they pounded them. They had back-to-back doubles there in the first inning on 2 of the hardest hit balls we've seen here today. And yeah, the Rockies might have a 9-run lead, but the Millers are not dying by any means.
I don't think I'm getting to that Watkins game on time.
Well, I can tell you that already.
First offering is hit in the air. That's deep to right center field. Geislinger going back. He looks up. That ball is off the base of the fence. Coming across the score is Guck. Right behind him is Johnson. Digging for 3 and standing at third is Darren Gaudette. 2-run triple. 11-4 our score now. Still nobody out in the bottom of the third.
We just got done talking about how Gaudette and Kupfer had those back-to-back doubles in the second inning. Well, Gaudette says, well, I couldn't do it with my arm today. I'm going to try to do it with my bat. He did it there. He gave that baby about a 370-foot ride out there to right center field for a triple. I should say a stand-up triple on top of that. And Jake Brinker is not fooling anybody.
Did you see the play the third baseman made on that? Jonas, very nice play on the throwback in from the outfield by Geislinger. Did Tyler have kind of a weird carom off the outfield fence?
Yeah, Tyler actually didn't even throw that because Tyler actually slipped after the way that ball caromed off it. Brady Lynn luckily was over there to retrieve that ball to go over there and throw it in. He airmailed everybody. Jonas does a nice job of cutting that off, or you would have had a little league home run like you said the other week up in El Rosa.
Glad you were listening, Dad. As Kupfer to the plate, he cue shot off the end of the bat. Duffner will field. Wisely staying put at third is Gaudette. And a harmless out number one on one pitch. Nice mound visit right there from Ficker, Kurt, on the little cue shot.
Well, that definitely did help on that. I was a little bit surprised that the guy from third didn't break because we weren't playing up or anything. We were conceding the run, and he didn't even think of going anywhere.
Bring Tyler Patron to the plate. One away. Rocky infield stays back. That's the advantage you get when you're up by a touchdown. 11-4 is our score now. As this inning, the Millers, as Brinker's one strike pitch, that's in there for a strike. They went single, double, single, triple to get three in. Says it's a 3 hour and 18 minute drive from Dundas to New York Mills. So this ball hit right side. Duffner catching that one. Nice play right there at first by Duffner, and staying at third is Gaudette. I know it's a seven-run game, Kurt, but if he keeps Gaudette over there, that's a big win for Brinke.
Well, absolutely, and that one looked like it was going to be a single right there between Duffner and Geislinger. Duffner out of nowhere comes up and catches that little line puff over there and keeps Gaudette at third base.
Brings Caden Roberts to the plate. Brinker's first offering to Roberts. Chop to third. Jonas gets the high hop. His throw in time to retire Roberts. And Brinker, yeah, it was a bad start to the inning. Ficker goes down, goes out there. Maybe chews a little rear end, and he gets a ground out, fly out, ground out to strand that runner at third. But New York Mills does come up with three in the third, scoring three runs on four hits. There were no rocky errors, and one runner left at third base. We have played three. 11-4, our score in favor of New York Mills. This is going to be I think we're in for a long one here today, folks. I'm not thinking I'm going to jinx that one with that comment, as we're on to the fourth inning in a minute on Bob FM.